Okay, we are now on air again, and I'm sitting here. I can't tell your name because it's
okay. I'll fill in. Yeah. Our band name is Blind Man Death Stare. We're from Melbourne, Australia, the other side of the planet. How are y'all?
Well,
was that sufficient?
Yeah, it's perfect, perfect.
Beautiful. Thank you.
I couldn't have done it better than you.
I know, most people. This is not the first time I've heard that.
Not the first time on the radio, is it, Parker?
No, not my first time on the radio, that didn't you know.
So I saw you on stage, and it was amazing.
Thank
you very much.
I probably couldn't listen to the sound at home, maybe, but
I like that you said maybe. That's given the radio world.
At home
that gives so us hope that yes. you can one day.
Yes.
Yes, but the live performance was pretty good. Pretty good.
Pretty good?
Pretty good.
All right, well, we got a double pretty. We'll go that.
Pretty.
Yes. There are two things. My English is...
You want to ask?
No. It's always a pleasure to see the drummer sing.
Thank you.
Because I think it's a very, very difficult thing.
Yes, it is.
I could never, neither that nor that. So,
so Radio Weldham is high-fiving. How do you say your name again?
My name is Stefan.
Stefan. Yeah, no, I just wanted to do the pun because you didn't remember our name. So, yeah.
So, and my kind of interviews, I don't ask questions about your last album and stuff like this.
We don't want to talk about it either.
Let's do the cards. Yeah. Yes, I've got cards.
So, should we like field one question? Yeah. So, okay. You go one.
Yes.
Okay, radio people. So, I'm going to introduce my own band. Oh, no, our own band. Anyway, this is Joel.
Hello, I'm Joel.
What do you do, Joel?
Not a lot.
This is Nina.
Hey.
What do you do, Nina?
I played the guitar.
And she does it well. Who are you?
I'm Chris.
What do you do?
I hang out and I love the guys and I have a lot of fun.
Yeah, right, and I'm Parker. All right, so let's go to the questions. So I'm going to conduct this interview from now on. You may as well take a back seat.
I'm going to go outside and have a beer.
So first, Stefan's going to sign out now and I've taken over the radio interview, so good on you. First question goes to Joel. The first punk rock song I listened to was...
The first punk rock song I ever listened to was Pretty Fly for a White Guy by The Offspring, and it changed my life forever, and that's why I'm here today playing Punk Rock Holiday.
Really?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was it. That it is a punk rock song.
I think it's a poor excuse for a punk rock song.
Yeah, well.
Wait up, give me that microphone.
Hey, we're gonna change that one. Hey Nina, what was the first punk rock song you ever listened to?
Well, I recall it must have been My World by The Descendants.
That's way better. Everybody, give it up for Nina. Way better answer than Joel.
That was so good. Yes.
But
I stick by my answer. I've got a tattooed on me.
I'm Samson Simon. I stick by my story.
And we must remember that birds are very versatile, and what so are songs.
Oh, yes. Very, very good. Very jumpy, very flying. Okay, next question. Okay, I'm going to go Chris, because you basically nailed that.
Go.
Okay, being in the studio, ..
Thank you, Parker. Chris here. being in the studio. All right, so Parker, Wasted... Nina, taking care of herself. Joel, apathetic. And I play bass.
Nice. Okay, I'll take this one. Smile, your family just died in a plane crash. My oldest friend, I hate him. The Ramones suck. All my... Yeah, I know, Joel, you failed with the first question.
The Ramones are all...
No, the Ramones are actually good.
On the record, Chris here, I disagree with that thing about the Ramones.
Okay, we like the Ramones. Stefan, would you like to interject?
To what?
All right. This is all right. Now, actually, we're going to change this interview around, and Stefan's going to answer a question. At my funeral, they will listen to.
There's a song from Yaya the Cat.
Yes.
No. and I don't know exactly the name, but they...
So pretty much they're not going to play Fuck All at your funeral because you don't know what it is.
Does it kind of go like Pussycats?
I would like to have the reprise off our new album with Tim playing it because I will probably die
like,
before him.
Oh, I would like waking up before you go.
Okay. What would you have, Nina?
Don't come to my funeral because I don't like you.
Christopher?
Never had to knock on wood, but I know someone who has. You know that song, Mighty Mighty Boston.
Good song. Okay, Stefan's going to ask us a question.
When I'm back home, I have to work.
Nah, I'm going to sell a massive amount of drugs and pat my dogs.
Making no secret about that.
Well, even overseas, it doesn't matter anymore.
I think the internet goes international.
The internet is worldwide.
Oh, shit, it is too. Hey, I was joking. I will just pat my dogs. And next question. If I could be a kid again, I would... I am a kid, so... I've never grown up.
I know the answer to this one.
I don't understand the question.
I know the answer to this one. If I were a kid again, I would go back to primary school with all the information that I know now and be way smarter than everybody and then start conducting the world. I'd start a shadow government because like at age, just imagine going back like at age 5 with the intelligence that a 27-year-old has. By the time I'm 27, I'd have the intelligence of like a 6-year-old. So like I would just dominate the entire world and make them my slaves.
All right, this one we can all pretty much answer at once. Mom and Dad.
That's a complex question.
Yeah. Mum and Dad, I'd never wanted to see you have sex. When I wake up,
I cry into my pillow.
I have an erection.
In my makeup.
I generally have a shower.
Are we? How long does this go for? Oh, sweet.
24-hour radio station.
Oh yeah. Oh, here we go. Ba 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 ba. All right, wait up. Now we're gonna play fucking. Yo, it's a toss-up. Okay, if I was a drink, I would be Christopher.
Orange juice.
Mojito.
Absolutely. Fruity Lexia.
I'd be a beer.
Yeah, right. All right, here goes my radio voice. This is my opportunity. When I take a bath, I listen to...
myself.
Farting or...
I listen to the splashing around of my bath time activity.
Very nice.
Just a bit of Shaggy. It wasn't me.
I don't take baths. I shower, so I can't field that question. Being drunken is... I'll field this one straight away. My daily life. I'm an alcoholic.
I'm a poor excuse for a drunken person. 2 drinks and I am fucked.
That does not mean you can take advantage of my nini.
No.
No.
Being drunken is very good. Oh, yeah, I remember that. Someone asked me...
Sorry, sidetracked.
Someone called you Parker's girlfriend. Oh, yeah. And I just...
They came up to me and they're like, is that your girlfriend? I'm like, no, nah, it's best mate. It's like, yeah, no.
I don't know how they possibly came.
And she doesn't like penis, so... There you go.
What? Why do I have the mic? Hey guys, Chris here. I'm the entertaining one in the band. I have a question for Parker, and then Nina, but not Joel, because he'll get the next one. All right, so acoustic punk, Parker,
is great.
Well, I did enjoy when Against Me did some of their songs acoustically. It sounded fucking rad.
Yeah.
Don't give it to Joel. Don't give it to Joel. This is for Joel only.
Oh, dude.
The worst thing that happened to you, Joel, at a show was?
Oh, God. I mean, the worst thing that happened to me at a show... One time I was playing in Dookie in Australia, which is like a really small town in the country, and I got glassed in the face by a woman at a bar.
Really?
Yeah. She was just crazy. Well, actually, what happened was she had an altercation with one of my bandmates, and we both had long hair at the time, and so she thought that I was him, and she walked up to me and smashed a pint glass over my face. So it wasn't even me. It was just a case of mistaken identity. Yeah.
This is actually a good question. Now we should pass this around.
Yeah.
Okay, so it actually happened recently. This is like the... I've got short-term memory. So this is pretty. This sticks in my mind. Asking for help with an amp that the venue had provided, and in return, the person who put on the gig called me a "you fucking pig,"
and fuck you.
And then shit went down quite progressively.
Yeah, we got banned.
I called him a misogynist and yada yada yada, but.
And
yeah.
TSOL had a bad time the next weekend. So
exactly.
We were totally justified.
So there is actually a bit of a pattern here, and
fuck you,
Black Bull can get fucked.
No, Gateshead.
It's a venue. Yeah, the Black Bull. That's what I said. Black Bull venue. Yeah. We love Gateshead, but Black Bull venue has some issues to sort out with their personality problems.
Oh, wait up. We're still doing this one. Oh yeah, yeah. Okay. So the worst thing that happened to the show was I got fucking beaten up. All of us got beaten up. I got duct taped in the middle of the bush, pissed on, and left for dead. I thought I was going to get killed or raped, but luckily there was some person in the eight people that fucking... I'll never forget her murderous... the murderous tone in her voice where she was so fucking shit scared of what her mates were going to do to me, and I couldn't see because I was duct taped, staring at the canopy.
How did this happen?
Basically... So basically, we're playing a 21st party in Biwa in Sunshine Coast of Australia.
Sunshine Coast, there you go.
Yeah, well, I was doing a favour. It was a free show. Anyway, so the party, like, turned on us. I had a couple of ecstasy pills, a few beers, a couple of shandies with the boys, and I just went inside. I went inside and fucking had a couple of cones and ate a couple of choc chip cookies. And I went back out to the pool table, and my bass player at the time said to me, like, dude, shit's fucked. So I went back inside. The whole party came in. Our old guitarist actually fucking smashed a can in a dude's face because they just would not stop harassing and fucking us up. In turn, 50 to 100 people, the whole party turned on us, beat the fuck out of us. We escaped. Hannah from Clowns was at this show. Hey, Hannah. And she'll testify this shit. She was playing in a band called the Pretty Boys, and the party was telling them that they were going to rape them. So I said to them, like, you go. Dregger was a mate who actually has hung himself. Dregger, I love you. He was one of their boyfriends at the time. We told him to look after them, take them home. He took them home. We stayed there. And this ordeal lasted 8 hours. I ended up on the side of the road, just hopefully waiting for the police to come or the sun to come up because our gear was still set up. And the eight people from the party came up, walked up the road, and found me, and consequently beat me up, and I couldn't do anything. They pissed on me, they gaffer taped me, and then, they eventually let me go without fucking me or killing me, and I honestly thought I was going to die. So that was probably the worst thing that's ever happened to me. And that's a short version.
Hey, I'm Chris. I played a show on my birthday last year, and my sister didn't come.
Sweet. If I was a drug, I'd be cocaine.
Oh, I would definitely be methamphetamine.
I would be Seroquel.
Oh, that's gold. Yeah. I think I'd be marijuana because, like, I'm needy and I stay there with you. No one wants it. And, like, yeah.
So it might be an explosive mixture.
Yeah, we are a bunch of different drugs.
Actually, if you mix meth and weed with Seroquel, like, the Seroquel can dull the psychotic symptoms.
You become Chris.
Yeah. So that, yeah, just me if you do that.
There you go, radio people. Lesson one. So now Stefan is going to have to ask us this one, and we're going to have to go around, but we're going to have to answer it for each other.
Oh.
Yeah. So, all right, so... All right, Stavin, you're going to have to ask us individually first, and then I guess ask Joel, and then Nina can field it, and then we'll go like that, I guess.
Sorry, mate.
My friends love when I... It's not like I can
feel... Oh, yeah, all right. I'm with you. Wait, can we all answer?
All right. So goes Devin.
Okay, my friends laugh when I.
So who's this for? Nina. Go for Nina.
About me? Yeah. About myself? Do you not understand how this works?
I love when Nina speaks her mind because she's a very strong individual and I love her. In a mate way.
Plutonically. My friends... Nina's friends love it when she...
You love when she does something.
I love when Nina does. She's a very grounding person to be around on tour because we get a bit silly sometimes, so it's good to like be brought back to planet Earth. Yeah.
I love it when me and Nina have to share a hotel room and she does really stinky poos in the bathroom.
That was a one-time affair.
All right. So my friends love when I love when Joel walks in when I'm having a shower and pulls his dick out.
It's fake news.
Very, very true.
I like when Joel flicks his hair around and looks like the Petal Pop lion.
We've got like 50 questions to go. Yeah, through. No, I love it when Joel just like he looks heaps like Jesus. Like he just looks like Jesus. And I believe he might be.
I am God. Okay. Yes, dog backwards. Oi, so now Chris, what do we like about Chris? Oh, I like when Chris loses everything, every day, constantly.
I like it when Chris speaks his metaphysical, spiritual self.
I like it when Chris is being himself and he makes me laugh.
Sweet. Joel, fill this one. Alright, we're gonna do some fucking punches, okay?
Yeah. I'm gonna take Parker.
Maybe the best way is one after the other.
Cool. I
my hemorrhoids flare up.
Cool. My first car.
1983 Ford Laser that was banged up and unroadworthy. Weirdest thing a fan did was stick his finger up my asshole unsolicited.
That's actually what I was gonna say. No shit. Fuck off! This happened to everyone. Okay. Oh, the Sex Pistols suck. I will never...
Listen to the Sex Pistols.
No, like, I don't know, like...
I'll never forget the love of my mother.
That's true. He talks to her a lot. For me, Punk Rock Holiday is the best festival I've ever played in a fantastic country with a bunch of fucking awesome people and... I hope we get invited back next year to play the main stage, because if we don't, I'm going to kill myself. I'm joking. The name of my first band was, Joel.
The name of my first band was Velocet.
The Fat Controller.
I'm going to ask the next question. My friends hate when I...
Apparently poo in the toilet.
Chris, a really good beer is...
Fucking VB Tinnies, mate.
Before there was the internet... I humped pillows in my teddy. I believe in Joel.
Love.
On tour, Nina.
Everyone is fucked in the head.
Very true. Chris, I hope my kids will never cease to exist. Next question. Oh, yeah, sorry.
Well, the next question.
The best way to fight right wing.
Shit, that's a pretty heavy question to just answer. Yeah, I was...
What was that, Joel?
Is the best way to fight right wing is to oppose left wing.
Okay, Nina, at the age of 17, I wanted to be like...
I wanted to not have a mental breakdown, but I had one anyway.
Nice. A cliche about the Germans is they're efficient. The most hated question in an interview is this one. It is worth fighting for anything you're passionate for. You'll find me on the dance floor when I'm fucking wasted. Punk rock is the best music you could ever listen to. I'm not good in... Chris?
I'm not good in bed.
Yeah, I was... Yes. Thank you. I hope you said that. Cheers, that was cracking. Yeah, he sucks. No, because I'm not good in it, so I was like...
Yeah, I know, it's true.
My favorite food is, Joel?
Pizza.
Nina, my strength is...
My big muscles.
Very true. She's very muscly. Don't fuck with her. Chris, the last time I did something for the first time was...
10 seconds. An hour ago.
Yeah, Punk Rock Holiday. I've never done that twice.
Me, a free mind. I actually have that tattooed on my hands. No, no, it's free mind.
Oh, okay.
I listen to punk rock radio because it is fucking awesome and Stefan is a legend, so everyone out there should listen to it because it's really cool and this is heaps of fun. Joel, if I had a time machine, I would travel to...
my house.
Nina. Nina, doing sports?
I am a table tennis champion. Don't fuck with me.
The most underrated punk band is Burnout from Adelaide. I came into punk because... Chris?
I came into punk because... Is that even a proper sentence? I came into punk because it was standing in the fucking way.
Cool. Okay. When I am down, I like to lift my spirits. The Offspring.
Hey, Joel.
Oh, sorry. When I'm down, blowly.
I try to cheer you up.
You do. We do it together. High five. Everyone hug. We're bringing it in.
Yeah. We're hugging right now. Can you hear it?
This is a hug.
Feel the bird. Hugging, feel
the Offspring is one of my favorite bands. I really do like them. We're hugging very tightly. It's very loving.
Very, very good. Next question. Okay. Oh, is that video still going? The Offspring, great band, apart from the new song. In school, I excelled.
I dropped out.
I was a class clown and got suspended.
My end of score was 69.
In a club, the best place is not in the club. The Clash. Whoa, fucking cracking band.
Yeah. I love the Clash. Yeah.
I like to rock the Casabah.
Yeah, it's unanimous.
Yeah, the Clash, yeah, they're a band.
Yeah. My parents wanted me to become basically me. They just wanted me to be happy and do what I follow my dreams and be me. So,
my parents wanted me to be a rock star, and I'm working on it.
My parents never said anything they wanted me to be, so I just decided myself, I think.
Okay. Christopher?
Well, my parents definitely wanted me to be in a punk band after I, like, got into punk music, so, yeah.
Sweet. That's good. How about it? All right. So, this is probably unanimous. On to what I hate most, personally, fucking snoring.
Oh, yeah.
Fucking
wall. Snoring. Up the wall. And I'm the only one, I think, who hasn't snored yet on this tour. Just saying. Or is that not true?
You've snored, yes.
I'm sure mine's the same.
My most hated thing on tour is airlines and airports and flying. Oh, yeah. I hate airports more than anything in the fucking world.
Fuck airports.
Oi, yo. Ryan from Ryanair, if you're listening, bro, like, you fucked us, man. And I'm coming for you one day. I don't know if, like,
$1,200,
dude. We were just flying from UK to Austria with Ryanair was more expensive than coming from Australia.
Shut up, Chris. Okay, if I could change one thing in the world, I would
change my underwear.
Go. My current self advises my 10 years later self. Oh, I just pretty much tell myself to keep doing what I'm doing. That doesn't make sense. That's a fine. If I would be a box champion, my ring walk anthem would be Eye of the Tiger. Bump, bump, bump. Bump, bump.
Bump, bump, bump.
I'm still looking for the answers to the question. No, no. Baby, don't hurt me. Don't hurt me no more. For one day in the body of someone famous, dead or alive, I choose. If I had one day in the body of someone, I would be in Angelina Jolie, and I would finger myself all afternoon.
Well, can I field this question?
No. Uh-huh. On tour, I love most.
My friends.
Lovely. My hometown is shithouse, actually. And the best place to be there is fucking right here, right now, Slovenia. What a great town. Crap. What are you talking about? My hometown is crap. The best place to be is...
Oh
my God. The most overrated punk band. Ew.
Blind Man Death Stare.
Very good. Very, very good. The worst place to wake up after a hangover is in the watch house. In jail. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. In jail. It's fucked. No one wants to go to jail. Kids, stay out of jail. Or if you get in there, make friends quickly, otherwise you're fucked. Last question. I would like to share the stage with NoFX.
We should all do this one, yeah. Nina.
Courtney Love.
She's dead.
Do Chris.
Okay. Descendants.
I would like to share the stage with my four best friends in the whole world, Nina, Parker, and Chris.
Erection. Okay, everybody, we're going to give it back to Stafford, and we're going to go get drunk.
Thank you. It's a very, very easy job for me. I had nothing to do.
Yes.
Thank you, Stefan.
So thanks to everyone that listens to Punk Rockers Radio.
Dieser Podcast wird vermarktet durch die Podcastbude.